Hello and welcome to the 34th episode of the Brawl Time podcast. So today I'm going to be ranking the top 10 best brawlers for boss fight. So I decided I would do a shorter podcast episode today because I was kind of having some trouble sleeping last night. So I'm pretty tired and kind of want to go to bed early. So hopefully I can catch up on some sleep I lost last night. So yeah, I'll be doing a shorter episode today. Tomorrow I should be doing a longer one. Probably won't be ranking everyone in Lone Star or Takedown. Not completely sure which one yet, but yeah, so stay tuned for that tomorrow. So yeah, let's go right into the episode after a short break. Alright, so for boss fight, you'll notice that a lot of these brawlers have really good DPS, and also the majority of them also have faster movement speed than average, just because obviously damage is really important because the goal of boss fight is to eventually kill the boss, and then movement speed is really good because it allows you to dodge the boss's attacks better and like stay away from it without it catching up to you. So yeah, those will be two common themes. So coming in 10th place is going to be Rosa. So Rosa, she is pretty good in boss fight, obviously, but she has good health. She has slightly above average movement speed because she's a tank. And also, she has pretty good damage. So also, this is one of the few modes where Rosa's damage dealing star power when she's using her super is actually better, because obviously her other one, she gets 200 health a second when she's in grass, and there's no grass on the boss fight map, so there's no point on using it. But I mean, Rosa does have a few weaknesses. It takes like 3 punches for all of her damage to be dealt, and that sometimes can be kind of bad because it takes a while for the flow animation. And it's not doing a crazy amount. It's a little bit under 2,000 at max level. So yeah, like compared to some other brawlers that can just like do damage faster, Rosa like isn't the best. So I mean, she's definitely a top 10 boss fight brawler, but she's not the best. So next up is going to be Bo. So Bo is fairly solid. I mean, he's kind of like Rosa, but he doesn't have faster movement speed, but to make up for that, he has better range. And also, I find his super to be more useful, just because, especially, like, with that, like, stun slash knockback ability, when the boss runs over them, it will reset his attack, whichever one he's using, or just slow him down briefly. I haven't gotten to use the Snare Bear star power where it stuns them for 2 seconds on the boss, because obviously I don't have it, so I'm not sure if it stuns it for 2 seconds. If so, that's actually a really strong star power, and I might have to put Bo higher up on this list, probably no more than like 1 or 2 spots, but you don't even really need Snare Bear, because also his knockback can just reset the boss's attack, which is huge in a lot of cases, but I mean, his movement speed is kind of bad, and also he doesn't have crazy damage, so he's definitely a top boss fight brawler, but not the best. So next up is going to be Daryl. So Daryl is quite good because he has above average movement speed, good health, and good damage. It does take a second for his shot to go through, which sometimes can be annoying, but he has a pretty good super for a boss fight, just because it allows him to either rush away from the boss or go towards the boss in some cases, and it gives him that 30% shield if you have a star power. And yeah, also he doesn't need to deal damage, he just recharges slowly. I haven't really used Daryl too much in boss fight. I think I used him like a while ago, but I haven't used him in the past month or two, so I assume that it takes longer for a super to like automatically charge up than it would in a normal game, which obviously makes it a little bit worse, but I mean, still, if you don't need to do damage, he can just get his super really easily, because you do damage and you have that auto charge up ability. That really helps out Daryl a lot. I mean, I guess the few issues with him is, and just like, I don't know, I feel like he just doesn't really have a ton of health, and he has to be up close, so there's just better options that have more health and basically equal damage and can attack, like their attack shot is quicker. So yeah, Daryl's pretty good, but he has a few weaknesses. So next up is going to be Rico. So Rico is kind of like a slightly worse version of Colt in boss fight. It's kind of a hint. Colt's pretty high up. But, I mean, Rico obviously is pretty good. He has good range. He also has good damage, and his Robo Retreat Star Power, I believe that's what he's called, where he gets like a 40, it's not 40, is it? I think it's like 30% movement speed increase while he's below 40% health is really strong because it allows him to just run away from the boss super quick. And yeah, it's just really strong, good for dodging stuff and just running away from like all those missiles that the boss will shoot out. I mean, obviously the biggest weakness to Rico is he is really squishy, so like most of the time if he's not the one holding the power-ups, like two of those weird, like, I don't know what they are, it's like the missile things that the boss shoots at like 20 of each time, like two of those will kill Rico, which is kind of bad. And I mean, obviously unless he has less than 40% health, he's gonna have a really slow movement speed. So yeah, sometimes Rico can just get in a sticky situation, can't really do anything about it. So next up is gonna be El Primo. So El Primo is like the second best true tank for a boss fight, I would say. So I mean, obviously he has super good health, tied for the best health in the game without any star powers, and also he can do good damage. I mean, his attack does take a second for it, like all four punches to attack, but I mean, it's not horrible, and also he has a lot of health, which kind of makes up for it. El Primo also has an above average movement speed, which is really nice, and his super is really strong because it can be used to just get out of there, and especially with his star power that gives him like a 30% movement speed increase after he uses his super for 5 seconds. He's like completely safe if he uses his super like 95% of the time. So yeah, pretty much just really good for like staying alive. He's kind of sort of like a Leon to some extent. But yeah, so El Primo is pretty good. I mean, I guess the one weakness for him is that his attack doesn't go all out instantly. And I mean, it's lower damage than one other tank. So yeah, El Primo, he's definitely a solid pick, but not the best. So next up is going to be Shelly. So Shelly, I mean, first glance, I mean, her attack is like quite fast. It's just one shotgun blast, but it does a lot less damage than all the other tanks. Obviously your super does more, but it's really hard to get the super. Well, it's not really hard, but you're not going to be like getting her super every few shots with Shelly. And yeah, so like she doesn't do as much damage. She's not fast, and she doesn't like have an insane amount of health. But I guess the main reason why Shelly's so high up on the list is once you get her super, you can attack the boss with the super, and it will reset whatever attack it's doing. So if it's going in with that thing where it launches out like 20 of the missiles that do a ton of damage, she can just reset it, and then it will. Shelly just used her super, and then the attack will be canceled, and the boss will just go back to like walking around punching people. So yeah, that's like the main reason Shelly is good. Actually, I was playing with, it was like Bull, Shelly, Pam, I believe, and we got on Insane 3, we were on doing Insane 3, and we got to 3%, so Shelly was definitely a big reason why we did so well, because when the boss was on the higher level, she could cancel out the rockets, or not the missile things that are really like the biggest issue once you get far into it. But I mean, unfortunately we kind of pull through, but yeah, Shelly definitely really solid. So in fourth place, it's going to be Leon. So obviously Leon, he has really good damage. He also has super fast movement speed, so he's pretty much going to be able to escape whenever he needs to. And also, his super makes him go invisible, and the boss can't see him when he's invisible. So if he's, like, the last one alive, he can just use that super, and then the boss will just stand still until he becomes uninvisible. And especially with, actually, both the star powers, Invisiheal or the movement speed one, while he's using the super, both of them are really solid. I guess the one issue with Leon is he has low health, so if you're using him, you're most of the time you're going to want to have him with the power cubes just so he doesn't die and he can just go invisible and extend the game when he needs to. So, yeah, Leon, really solid brawler, definitely a top five. So coming in third place is going to be Colt. So Colt is basically Rico, but just better everywhere. So Colt does more damage, which is nice. I mean, with his movement speed star power, he also has an above average movement speed, so he's able to, like, run away from the rockets and just, like, do better in boss fight because he has that quicker movement speed, which is really key. And then also he has good range, so he doesn't need to be, like, right up close, like, taking damage from the punches all the time. He can kind of just stay away and chill out and do damage from afar. So, yeah, Colt can actually be super strong in this mode. He just can dish out so much damage. I mean, obviously, his one weakness is his health. It's not that good, but give him a few power cubes, and Colt is definitely really good, and he has a spot in most team comps that you'll be using for boss fight. So in second place, it is going to be Bull. So Bull is the best tank for a few reasons. Like, if you're just looking, like, sheerly to do damage, Bull is the way to go. So, I mean, first of all, he has pretty good health. I mean, it's not as high as El Primo, but it's only, like, 1,000 less, and it's higher than, like, 80% of the brawlers in the game. He also has an above-average movement speed, which is great for a boss fight. And his super allows him to get away from the boss in sticky situations. His attack is also really quick because he just shoots out one shotgun, sort of like Shelly, so he can use all three really quick without having to wait like a second for the whole entire animation to go through. And he does the most damage per shot out of any of the tanks. So yeah, if you're looking for a tank, Bull is the way to go. I mean, there's pretty much no good boss fight team that doesn't have a Bull just because of how strong he is. And both of his star powers are good. Obviously, Berserker does more damage. And Tough Guy, I've actually been seeing a lot of Tough Guy being played lately. I think people are starting to, like, actually use him more. And, I mean, I can see why. It's actually decent health now that I've been thinking about it. Like, 2,000-3,000 health, that's pretty solid, especially in boss fight when it's all about staying alive. So, yeah, both star powers are viable for Bull. But you may notice Bull's in second place. So first place, I mean, they kind of don't fit a lot of these characteristics I've been talking about, but they're the best for a few reasons. So it is going to be Pam. So Pam, if you're in Insane and beyond, you want to be having Pam holding your power cubes. So this is one of the best things about Pam. When, like, she gets the power cube, she can, like, really add up to doing a lot more damage per shot. And she shoots at, like, 8 to 10 shots per attack. So, I mean, it might take a while for the whole entire, like, clip of damage to go through. But since the boss is, like, so big, she's going to be able to hit basically all of those, which can add up to a ton of damage, like 4,000 to 5,000 damage a shot pretty easily. And then also, she has that healing turret, which can be used a few different ways. So one, obviously, when she has a ton of power cubes, like her team can get healed up like 800 health a second, just allowing them to stay still and deal damage and not have to worry about, like, dying. So that is one use for it. Also, later in the game when the rockets are coming in, like, the healing turret isn't as useful, but what you can do is chuck that thing down when the missiles go around, and to avoid taking most of the damage, you can put it in front of you and have it sort of just tank for the missiles, which is, I mean, it's a good use for it because most of the time later in the game, it's not that strong, but this can definitely help out a lot. And then also with that star power where Pam and her teammates in a certain radius get 30 health per attack Pam hits, can also be really good because most of the time you're going to be using Pam with like a Bull or another tank. And Bull is going to most of the time be up close with Pam, like both like bursting down the boss. So that's going to allow Pam and Bull to heal up, and you can pop down her turret for even more health. And that just allows your team to do so much damage to the boss. Like, Pam is just insane in boss fight. Pretty much every single team is going to be using a Pam. So yeah, Pam is the best brawler in boss fight, even though she doesn't have the best movement speed or the best health. She makes up for that with her damage and her healing abilities. So, yeah, that is going to be it for the top 10 ranking of boss fight. So, yeah, that's pretty much going to be it for the segment. All right, so welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. So, before I wrap up the segment, I actually do have a new 5-star review. So, let me quickly pull that up. All right, so this one is from Boom! !!!4653. So they say awesome. They say hi, I like your podcast and recommend it. Also inspired me to start my own. Could we also do a collab sometime? And I'm bot 4 in the Brawl Podcasters Club. So thank you for the 5-star review, and I'm glad that you've decided to make another Brawl Stars podcast. I mean, the more out there, the better. I'm glad that we're starting to see a lot more being created. And also, I'm down to do a collaboration with you at some point. Do you have, like, a form of... I can just communicate you with you on Brawl Stars. I'll go on to my mini account at some point tomorrow, and if I see you online, I can discuss the details. But yeah, I'm definitely down to do a collaboration sometime. So, yeah. So that is going to be all the 5-star reviews that we have. If you'd like to get shouted out in the next episode of the podcast, leave a 5-star review and I'll read it in the next episode. So, I mean, that's pretty much all that needs to be covered. Oh yeah, also, once the next set of balance changes come out, me and Masquerade are going to be doing another collaboration where we rank all the brawlers, because by then the meta will have shifted a ton. So, yeah, be sure to stay tuned for that. And, yeah, it's pretty much going to be it for this episode of the podcast. So, see you guys.